doing awesome work in us and through us. So let us get on board in 2025 and be a part of what God is doing. I want to I have tongue tied this morning and this Friday morning, but I'm giving you a special invitation to join us at Celebration Tabernacle Church. If you are new to the area, just turn this radio station on, find our broadcast, you're new here. Well, we want to welcome you into the beautiful county of Brevard. And we also would like to invite you to be a part of our fellowship, our church. If you're looking for our home church, we're a Bible teaching church where we teach the Word of God in its simplest form with understanding. And so you have the knowledge of the Word and you can go out and practice it. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the heart of Cocoa. And you will find an atmosphere of worship and fellowship and love. You will experience how God works. And you will see people just like you.
A lot of times we feel like we want to go to a church. We feel like we want to get involved. We feel like we want to learn more about the Word of God. But after our feeling, we have to make a decision to do it. And then when we make our decision, there has to be a correlating action. So maybe you've been thinking these things, but you haven't yet done them. Today is the day to make the quality decision and then take the action to be in the house of God on Sunday. You know, Celebration Tabernacle or a local church in your area that's teaching the Word of God, that's adding value to your life. But it has to be a decision with a correlating action. You know, you got to mark that time out, okay? If I'm going to a church that starts at 10 o'clock, I have to call that time my time for church. Yeah. Can't let other things take that space on our calendar because, you know, the statement that I hated so much, and anytime I would hear my husband say it or pastor say it, it would just irk me so bad. This is the statement. We all have the same 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to hate hearing that. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. The billionaire has the same 24 hours a day as the person making minimum wage or unemployed. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. No matter where we're located in the world, we have the same 24 hours. No matter our gender, our nationality, our educational background, our experiences, we all have the same amount of time. So we have to call our time, name our time for what we're going to do. So if you're going to go, you have to make sure that you call that time your church time and actually go from decision to action. And then as you continue to go, you'll see the benefit of going, and then it will become a habit, something that you look forward to, and then that will continue to develop your character and take you to the destination that God has in mind for you. Because of course the enemy doesn't want us in church hearing the Word of God. Of course the enemy doesn't want us gathered together collectively in praise and worship. He wants to keep us from the destination that God has for us. So what's the easiest way? Discourage. Keep them away from the root. Keep them away from the source of what is going to enrich their life and direct them. So we want to make sure that we're making quality decisions, that we're responding to invitations that we are receiving. You know, I responded to an invitation back in 2006. That's how I landed at Celebration Tabernacle Church. It wasn't a formal invitation where the pastor came over and knocked on my door. It was something that came in the mail, a mail out that went to many other houses around me. But it was by the power of the Holy Spirit. When I read it, I said, oh, I'm going to that church. I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit then. I just knew that when I read the letter, okay, when it opens, I'm going. When they relocated to 1010 Dixon Boulevard in 2006. And I still remember reading it. I remember standing in my kitchen. I had just swept the floor. I was opening the mail, multitasking, you know how we do. And I read the letter. And it wasn't to Diana Shovlin at that time, now Robinson. It wasn't to me. It was just to the resident at that address. I read it and it bore witness. Okay, there needs to be an action. You see the letter. Now it's time to go. I wasn't necessarily looking for a church. I wasn't too concerned about any kind of enrichment in my life and Christianity, but I just knew that it was the time. So what did I do? I went, and then I continued to go in the continual coming, in the continual doing, and the action. It brings forth habit, and then it developed my character, and then God was able to show me more of my destination, of where he was bringing me. But if I didn't respond to that invitation, I never would have elevated to the position that I am now in every area of my life. So we want to make sure that we're responding to invitations. It could be a simple invitation. When it's by the Spirit, you just go. You just know, you just go. Don't let the flesh get in the way. Don't let other tasks that you probably wouldn't even be doing, right? The very excuses that we have not to go to church. Oh, I got to do the laundry. Oh, I got to finish up this. Oh, I got to finish up that. You know, by church end, the end time of church, you still don't have those things done, right? Yeah. Time could have been more productive going into the house of God and coming into community with other believers. You know, we know a lot of people defaulted to online church at their convenience and at their comfort, but we have to come out of those places of comfort, and we have to come in to the commitment of assembling together, encouraging and edifying one another. You know, at Celebration Tabernacle, we have different ways to get plugged in. We have lots of different small groups. We have marriage ministry that meets once a month. It's marriage enrichment. So it's not for people who are, you know, having trouble. It's marriage enrichment. So it's for people who may be having trouble and people who everything's going great. It's marriage enrichment. So we come together once a month for that, usually the second Saturday at 7 p.m. We also have a seniors ministry, and that's for both men and women. They're currently doing a book study on spiritual authority. They get together once a month. They fellowship, and they also stay in contact with one another throughout the month. They announce, plan together different things that are going on in the community to be a part of. So that's a growing, thriving ministry at Celebration Tabernacle. We also have our children's church that meets on Sunday mornings. That's ages 3 through 11. While our service is going on, the families worship together for praise and worship. And after praise and worship, the children are dismissed and they go to children's church, which is just another area of the building at Celebration. And then parents pick them up after service from the children's ministry area. So if you have children between the ages of 3 and 11, we invite you to come along with them to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We have great instruction in our children's church. It usually is in alignment with what Pastor Beckford is teaching that Sunday. So the children are also learning, and they're doing a craft to go along with their learning. And then they also have an opportunity to fellowship with one another, and they build strong relationships with one another. We have men's ministry at our church. We have a growing men's ministry. All ages, the men, when the men meet, they're all ages. It's not, it's not just a bunch of certain age. It's all mixed throughout. You have younger, you know, and then you have mid-age and you have senior age, all mixed together, and they have a great time. Typically, it's every first Saturday. That's announced monthly. We have a beautiful bulletin at Celebration Tabernacle where you could get all of the events for the whole month, so you could get plugged in. We have women's ministry. We have outreach ministry. Our outreach ministry partners with other organizations in the community, because it's more effective to partner with somebody who is already providing services and able to do it effectively and efficiently than to try to just fill it out. So we partner. We partner with other organizations. We provide service volunteers, and as well as going and doing different visits at different places throughout the community, people who are in different situations and such. So Celebration Tabernacle Church has a lot to offer. We have a dynamic praise and worship ministry. We have some of the best of the best musicians and worship leaders. Our music is going to get you moving. Yeah. It'll break any sadness off of you. It's going to get you moving and enter in to the presence of the Lord. So be a part of what God is doing in the city of Cocoa. Not too long ago, we had a big barbecue after church. So we had the big grill set up out there, you know, just working to get together. There's going to be a Super Bowl party. There's some competitive people who are going on and on about their team and such, you know, talking a little mess, having a good time. So we like to get together and we like to fellowship with one another. And in that, that's how we cultivate relationships. It's very difficult to cultivate relationships just sitting next to somebody quietly, maybe a few exchanges here and there on a Sunday. It's very difficult to cultivate those relationships in that way when everybody's in their seat and, you know, they're partaking. But as soon as that service is dismissed, most people are, you know, on the way in different directions. So when we serve together, we get to know those who labor among us. When we take the time, consecrate that time, call that time for small group ministry and gatherings and stuff, we have the opportunity to fellowship. And then it brings enhancement in so many areas of life because you're networking with like-minded people. You came because you have something in common. The men came to the men's breakfast because they're all men. That's their commonality. They're Christian men. But in that discussion, in that networking, they find out more about one another. They become a resource for one another. They become encouragement for one another. And, you know, they sharpen their biblical skills, but then they're also talking about their practical, their relational skills, things that they're encountering in life. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So if you have that entrepreneurial spirit, the entrepreneurial mindset, Celebration Tabernacle Church is a great place for you. Pastor has his MBN from NYC, and we have a lot of marketplace ministry as well as other entrepreneurs in the church who network and strategize together. Hope to see you at Celebration Tabernacle. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
your day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.